Today's daf is Menachas daf Chaf Beis 22, and we continue with Chaf Aleph and Beis. The Parsha Shir should be up on OU.org, along with the Shir about Hallel and Shira, which was given on Tuesday night. And we continue now with the first wide line on Chaf Aleph and Beis. But just one note from yesterday that I did not get to mention, and that is on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Tam and Beis. We're according to the halacha that we've been talking about the past couple of days, and that is the malicha of a karban. And the Gemara said that malicha is done even on Shabbos, a special drasha given that one does malicha even on Shabbos. The question that starts with the Rishonim already, but all the Achronim ask is, what do you need a pasuk for that? Which malacha is being done by malicha that you would need a pasuk to tell me, oh, it's mutter, like in this week's parsha, b'yom afilu b'shabbos. You do bris milah when it falls on Shabbos, so the Rishonim have to figure out which malacha is being done by milah that the Torah has to go out of its way to tell me that a milah bismana is docha Shabbos. So that is what the question that the Rashba and others ask. Says the...
Any
carbon sibur is dochas, you're saying, well, if malicha is not really part of the avoda, that's the problem. If malicha is not really part of the avoda as much as the other elements, so then you might have said that only real avodas, like shchita and hafshata, you know, if you have to skin the animal to get it. But says that's the question, says the Rashba, lamai yesh lahakshas, lamai istrach leilomar afilu b'shabbos, pshita. Well, first he has your question. What's the difference? Vinir Ali, gives my answer. I give his answer. The sakada de chamina de lo ikar mitzvah hi, velo titcha velo levi ala machshir mitzvah. The dafka shchita vizrika v'holacha bazara, shehi real avodas docha Shabbos, ikar avodahi. Ava maluach ze enu ikar avodah, lo titcha Shabbos. That's why you need a pasuk. But then the question is, so which malacha is being done? Is the malacha yeshkan delitra kra loma dedaki Shabbos? Maleach is really the malacha of me'abed, and there's no ibud when it comes to ochlin, right? There's no tanning. There's no the malacha of salting, right? If you put it on food, it's not a problem. Vinir ali, two answers. Number one, kivan to carbon tamid b'musaf shel Shabbos haya kalil. Since the tamid of the musaf is kalil v'eino nechal, the lach yud ba'ochlin dami. You can look at it later. So number one is that it's not being used as food. If it's totally being burned on the mizbeach, that it's not being used as food. It's similar. You have this concept by, let's say, tzviya. We possibly, there's no tzviya when it comes to ochlin, coloring. Right, if I make hot chocolate on Shabbos, if I make iced tea on Shabbos, or getting out of the bishul issues, use kli shlishi, unless it's already cooked. But anyway, there's no tzviya when it comes to food. But what if I'm coloring l'shem the coloring? If it's regular food, there's no tzviya when it comes to food. But if I'm doing something with food, l'shem making it colored, to use as an item and not to use for food. For example, let's say a caterer wants to have something colorful, so he takes food and puts it on a table. Or, in Yonad Yoma, Pesach night, the Shulchan Aruch says, l'chanchilo, we use red wine. What if somebody, my brother-in-law, his brother, can't use red wine? It gives him heart palpitations, right? So he uses white wine. White wine, but he wants to get the kiyum of the Shulchan Aruch. So what do? You put a drop of red wine in. No problem. So now it's red wine. Zecher Adam. So it looks like red. That's your being behind the Zecher. The Poskim say, though, you have to put the red in first. Put the drop of the red in first and then put the white wine in. Because there you're coloring it, not l'shem, stam, it happens to be colored. There you're using it not as an ochel. So there could be an issue of tzviya ba'ochlin in that case. So we have this by other malachas also. Mimareach. There's no mimareach when it comes to ochlin, right? You're allowed to put margarine on a piece of challah on Shabbos. Not a problem, because it's in mimareach ba'ochlin. But let's say I'm going to use ochel not for the purpose of a food, but for something else. So there could be mimareach when it comes to ochlin. So here too, says the Rashba, you have this by five or six malachas. Says the Rashba, ibud too. This carbon is not getting eaten. It's an ola, right? So because it's not being used as a food, and therefore, that's why I might have thought that malicha was aser. Kamash malan, it's not. Number one. Number two, the second day that he gives is inami misakin karbanhu kima'abe dami. It's tikkun. You're perfecting the karban to be burned on the mizbeach. So it's tikkun, makabe patish. So that's the second. Two possibilities, the Rashba says, when it comes to Eben. I mentioned yesterday there were 10 answers. I'm not going to read them all. But if you look here in the Biri Hadaf, he summarizes all of them. And that's why you would have thought. First he quotes the two of the Rashba, and then he quotes maybe Chelev Eino Bechlal Basar Shein Bo Ibud, maybe the Chelev parts of it that are never eaten, that is not called food, and therefore you might have thought it could be, it's a problem. Or others say that the Shar HaMelech, Shim Ein HaMelech, Shim Ein Melech Rashay Laviyo Derech Rosh HaSarabim, could even bring the salt through Rosh HaSarabim to do the Malacha. Or maybe Melech is considered cooking, like we said yesterday, Malich Thor Seach, and it's an issue of Bishol, Malicha Hu Motzi Es Adam. Okay, either a couple of other answers, maybe Malicha takes the Dam out, it's like Dush. Those are a couple of the other answers related to the question of yesterday of why do you need a pasuk to say it is mutter. Okay, but now we continue with the first Y line on Dov Chaf Al Amabes. Okay, says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Mordechai L'Rav Ashi. Rav Mordechai says to Rav Ashi, Hachi Ka'amar Rav Shisha Brei D'Ravidi. This is what Rav Shisha Brei D'Ravidi said. We are going back on what we spoke about yesterday. If you remember, at the top of the Amud, after the two dots, we quoted the Mishnah Masechah Shkalim. The Mishnah Shkalim has a number of items, a number of halachas, that there was a Tznai Bezdin. When they first set up the Mishkan, there was a Tznai Bezdin that these things were allowed. It was a condition that we mentioned the Kohanim could use the salt, and the Kohanim could use the wood. Special Tznai Bezdin. The question was asked, why, the question that we've been dealing with is, why did we need a Tznai Bezdin for the Kohanim to use the salt? Why we need a Tznai Bezdin for that? Even the Yisraelim could use the salt. That was yesterday's Shakla Vitaria. So now, Rav Mordechai gives another answer to that question. This is what Rav Shishi said. You know why the Kohanim need a special heter to use the salt? Lo nitzrecha ela ben Bukhri. Only according to Ben Bukhri, this drusha is needed to tell him to use the salt. Why? Because as we're going to see in a second, Ben Bukhri holds that Kohanim don't give towards the Machzor HaShekel. If they don't give towards the Machzor HaShekel, then it might not be included in Sibur items in the Mikdash. So that's why you would have thought that they can't use the salt. That's the Chiddush that they can use the salt. That's why you needed it tonight, Bastin. So now we'll see it inside. Lo nitzrecha ela ben Bukhri. Only ben Bukhri. Ditznan. Because the Mishnah says in Shkalim. Am Rabbi Yehuda. Heyed ben Bukhri biyavne. Ben Bukhri said in Yavne. Kol kohen sheshokel eino chote. Any kohen that gives machzor shekel, he doesn't sin. Meaning, he doesn't have to give machzor shekel. But there's nothing wrong with giving a machzor shekel. That's ben Bukhri shita. But really, at Be'ikaron, what is he saying? Kohanim do not have to give machzor shekel. What about Leviim? So Tosfos and Dibur Maskel Kol Kohen says Leviim also. Leben Bukhri afilu Leviim peturim kamo Kohanim. So Leviim and Kohanim. Ben Bukhri says, look at the Ramban in Shmos, the beginning of Kisisa. He seemed to say that maybe it's only Kohanim. But either way, Kohanim are what's important for us right now. So he says that Kohanim don't have to give, and if they do, it's okay. Amar lo, we'll accept it. Amar lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lo. El lo ki ella kol kohen she'eino shokel chote. No, the opposite. If your kohen does not give, that's a sinner. Meaning kohenim have to give machzor shekel. Ella shakohenim, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, you know why the kohenim think they don't have to give? Ella shakohenim darshin mikra zela atzman. The kohenim darshin the following pasuk incorrectly. What do they do? The chol minchas kohen kalil tiyelo seyachel. We know the halacha is when a kohen brings a carbon mincha. So kohen brings a nadava, the kohen brings a mincha, whatever the case is, the kohen doesn't eat it. The halacha by a kohen's mincha is, it's totally burnt. Unlike other karbanos of Yisrael, where only a little bit is burned and the rest is eaten by the kohanim, says the Sefer HaChinuch, what, the kohanim are going to get it? They're going to really feel they're getting a kapara there. They give a little bit, a kamitza, and then they eat the rest. No, it's not going to work. So that's why you have to, everything has to be burned by a minchas kohen. So say the kohenim to themselves. If it's a kohen, if it's a mincha of ours, it's off limits. But one second. When it comes to the Omer on the second day of Pesach. I just saw this morning, the Rashi quotes, the Omer is on the second day of Pesach, as we know. Mordechai, when Haman comes to him, was teaching Hilchas Kemitza to the Talmidim. Why would you do Hilchas Kemitza? Because if you do the math, what were the days they fasted? 14th, 15th, and 16th of Nisan. So Haman came to get Mordechai to take him on the horse on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan. That was the day of the Omer. That's why he was learning Hilchas Kemitza with them. Because Hilchas Kemitza, he was talking about how to do the Karban Omer. That's dafka, what he was doing that day. So the Omer is the second day of Pesach. Shtei Lechem is Shavuos. Lechem Aponim is Shabbos. The Kohanim say to themselves, we eat that. Those are ours. One second. If we're supposed to take part in that, then how could we eat it? Doesn't the pasuk say that any mincha of a kohen is not eaten from, and yet we eat from all these karbanis? It must be that we're not supposed to take part in these karbanis. It must be that we don't give to the karbanis sibur. It must be that we don't give machzaz shekel. That's the drasha that they make for themselves. However, omer v'shtei halechem, v'lechem apanim shel anu hi hechnecholin. That's the drasha. That's where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai has to say that they darshan this incorrectly. What's the problem with it? So the Mefarshim explain, because that drasha of Minchas Kohen Kalil lo se achel is by a carbon yachid, by a Minchas Yachid, not by a Minchas Sibur. Minchas Sibur has different rules, right? By a Minchas Yachid, if a Kohen brings the carbon, then we say he can't partake of it. By a Sibur has different rules. That's why the drasha is incorrect. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says they have to give shkalim. Let's just continue, and then we'll come back. Ula ben Bukhri, kima do lechadchila lo mechayev la'asuye. According to ben Bukhri, since they don't have to give, kimai sinami chotehu. So how can you accept it? When they bring it, they should be chote to come ma'ayel chulun la'azara. Because they're bringing in chulun la'azara. They don't have to give shkalim. So what are they doing? They're just giving money. They're just giving money into the azara. If somebody wants to be makdish money, stamu betta kabayis, okay. So we'll accept that has hakdasha. But what are the kohanim's intentions here? This should be machzaz shekel, but they can't give machzaz shekel. They're not chayven machzaz shekel, so they're just giving stam chulin money in. So isn't that an isra of chulin lazara? Again, it sounds like the two issues we related to yesterday. Number one, do you have to give something that's roy lahakriv for chulin bazara? No, just give money. And number two, do you have to have das to lahakriv it? No. Sounds like both of those from this line of the Gemara. So, how does it work according to Ben Bochri? So, answer, demaisi umasa lehom letzibur. The answer is that they bring it and they're basically makdish it. They give it over to the tzibur. They give it over, they say, even though we're not obligated, we're being makdish. This isn't chulin, we're being makdish to the base of Mikdash. They're moser it letzibur. So that is explaining Ben Bochri Shita. But now we go back to explain how this fits into our Hagamar. Remember, Rav Mordechai said, Rav Shishi said that it's Ben Bukhri that requires a Tnai Bezdin to allow the Kohanim to use the salt. So now the Gemara explains that. Sakadai de Chamina, I might have said, without the Tnai of Bezdin, Ki Zachi Luhu Rachmana. When did the Torah allow people to use the salt, Li Yisrael, the Islahu Lishka, the Yisraelim who have Shaychus to the Lishka, the Lishkas HaMelach. They have Shaychus because they supplied it. They paid for it. They paid for all of the new items that the Tzibur uses with their Shkalim. La Kohanim, de Les Lahu Lishka, Lo Zachi Lahu Rachmana. I might have thought for the Kohanim who did not provide for the Lishka, then they're not allowed to use it. Kamash Malan. That's why, according to Ben Bukhri, you needed the Tanai Bezdin, that Kohanim are allowed to use the salt, even though they didn't give towards the Machzaz HaShekel. Period. One discussion that we've had in past years, and that is an important Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Rebbe Akiva Eiger in the Tshuvas, in Simen Tes, discusses the Besamim Rosh, who we used to think was the Rosh, the Tshuva Besamim Rosh, but really it's not the Rosh. That's what scholars seem to have said. But the Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuva Simen Tes says, women davening Musaf. Women davening Musaf. What does that have to do with us? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, women are paturas from Musaf. Why? Because they don't give towards the Machzaz HaShekel. Women don't get Machzaz HaShekel. Musaf is a carbon sibur, so therefore they don't have to daven Musaf. When it comes to Shachris, okay, the Tamid Shel Shachris, Keneged Shachris, but it's also Bakashas. It's also Bakashas you have in it. It's Rachmi Ninhu. And that's why Shachris. But when it comes to Musaf, which is totally sibur oriented, so therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eiger, based on the Besamim Rosh also, they don't have to daven. The Lachara Nira Denashim Peturas Mitfilas Musaf, Kiva Denashim Loha Yushoklos, Eimlam Chelik Bakarbanas Sibur, the Kach Mashman Betshuvas Besamim Roshim and Peites. That is Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Simetes, that women do not have to, can they daven? We'll mention that in a second. But that's Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Besamim Rosh, they don't have to daven. Ask all the Achronim after Rabbi Kiva Eiger, they don't have to daven because they're putter. What Kahanim and Levim don't have to daven, according to the Shitas that say they don't have to get Machzaz HaShekel? They can leave after Kriyas HaTorah, they can leave Shul. And what about some Rishonim say that Machzaz HaShekel is only from age 20, not from age 13. The Ramban al Torah says from age 13. But some Rishonim say only from age 20 and up, because that's to do with Melchama maybe. What, if you're not 20 years old, you don't have to have a Musaf yet. What does it mean? What's the connection between Machzaz HaShekel, just because you're putter from Machzaz HaShekel, you're putter from Musaf? So the Ber Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, Rav Iker Mashkaz Vagod, the Rosh Peturos Mitzvilas Musaf, Lo Nihira Klal. Does it dim kain tiksha? According to what it says in Menachas Daf Chaf Aleph, Ben Bukhri Vachulu. There's no connection between them, says the Ber Yitzchak. So what was Rabbi Akiva Eiger thinking? What's the answer? So even before we get to the answer, other Achronim explain, just explaining the distinction. I'll read this to you from the Amudei Or. It's one of the Achronim from the 1800s, Rabbi Yechiel Heller. Be'emes lafiyani es daiti. Ti'av agav sha'anashim lo hayu shoklos. Mikamakam miskaprim hayu gamei b'chol kabana sibur. Even if you don't give towards the machzor shekel, you get the kapara of the carbon sibur. Kimo paro shal kohen gadol. Sheba mishalo. Mikamakam echav akarni miskaprim bo. He says, a lot of times, people don't give. What is the Gemara saying? Says that when the Kohen gave the Karbanos, even for people who didn't send their Shkolim in yet, let's say people filed extensions, right, in Yonah Deyoma. People filed extensions for their Shekel, it wasn't there yet. So the Gemara says there that even those who didn't send in are included in the Kapara, they didn't give it yet. What, only there because they're going to give it and these people are never going to give it? No, they didn't give a yellow mice, and they're included. So you see, there's a separation between the kapara and the chiyav of machzor shekel. So how do you explain Rabbi Akiva Eiger? Rabbi Akiva Eiger knew that also. He didn't say that kohanim were going to be pturos. So what's the difference between women and kohanim and pchusa mi ben chat? So says the stipler in Zvachim and Simin Dalin. Le'anias da'iti akadi efshal achalik mikohanim loviyim lenashim. There's a difference. Nira, the mitzvah sakravas karbanos, hatzibur, mitzvah shkalim, trein yonimain. There's two in yonim, hakravas karbanos and shkalim. The chiv hakravas karbanos, hatzibur, ramya alkol hatzibur, ubechlalam, gamma konim, mahalavim. When it comes to the hakrava of the karban tzibur, everyone's included. Who has the chiv to bring the karbanos? Everybody. All the Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. The Ilu Yitzuyer Shashkolim made a maspika of the carbon seber. If, let's say, you could fathom that the Shkolim wouldn't be enough for the carbon seber, even if the Kohanim and Levim are Pturim, they'll have to be Mechuyav to supplement, because they need it for the Chiv, not Petoras Chiv Machza Shekel, but Petoras Chiv of Akravas Akarbon. That's number one. Din Shkolim in Yenacheru, Shafilu Kishayesh Balishka, Mos Harbi, even if there's enough money, there's a Chiv for everybody to give the Machza Shekel. Umi Chiv Ze Paterachman is a Kornim Alaviyim. There are two things. There's the chiyav of the hakravas karbanos and the chiyav of the machzor shekel, which usually supplies for the hakravas karbanos, but lav dafka. Even if there's enough money, you still have to give the chiyav of the machzor shekel. If there's not enough money, you have to make sure the carbon is brought, even if you're not chayiv in the machzor shekel. Kohanim are chayiv in hakravas karbanos sibur, even though they're not chayiv in the chiyav of the machzor shekel. Women are pturis from both. That's why, that's the kasher of Kivagar. Women are pturis not only from machzor shekel, like kohanim, levim are, according to some shitas, but they're pater from the hakravas karbanos. Even if there's not enough money for the hakravas karbanos, women are saying, okay, I'm not mechuyev anyway. The kohanim levim have to take care of it. So it's two ideas, but women are pturis from both, while kohanim levim might be only pater from one. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the machlokas aposkim in Simin Kuvav, whether women are supposed to have in musaf, tzlachas of the pturis, magin gibram kazim the chayavos. Can they daven? That might be a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch is always against women saying brachas when they don't have to, while Ashkenaz are more mako. Sometimes that's only because of the word of vitzivanu. There's no vitzivanu in Musaf, so maybe they could daven even if they're not commanded. Okay, that's a shaila. Okay, that relates to machzor shekel, and now we move on. Third line. The Eitzim, third line of the daf. Dipshit delay latana dumishel tzibur minalon. Yesterday we had the give and take. We had the back and forth of how do we know that salt? If I am no David Carbon, I don't have to bring my own salt. I could take salt from the base of Mikdash. How do you know that? So the Gemara says, do we compare it to wood? Just like I bring a carbon, I don't have to bring my own firewood, right? I can bring wood from the base of Mikdash, so to the salt, or should I compare it to Lavona? Lavona, you have to bring your own. If you're no diva carbon mincha, you have to bring your own lavona to go with the carbon mincha. So what do I compare melach to? To lavona or to eitzim? So the maskana was I compare it to eitzim, and therefore it comes from the tzibor. But the assumption was that for sure I don't have to bring my own wood to the base of Mikdash. How do we know that? So here we go. How do I know that? I don't have to bring my own wood. Ditanya of the Brisa says, Yachol ha'omer haray alai ola. Yavi eitzim mitoch beso. I might think you have to bring your own wood. Kedarsha maybe nesachim mitoch beso. Just like you have to bring your own wine and flour for the nesachim. Tamilomar al ha'eitzim asher al ha'esh asher alam mizbeach. Because the Pazik says in the beginning of Ayikra, the wood on the fire on the mizbeach, we compare the wood to the mizbeach. Ma mizbeach mishal tzibur. Af eitzim ve'esh mishal tzibur. Divrei Blazer Reb Shimon. Right, so good comparison. Just like the Mizbeach comes from the Tzibur Monis, so too, the wood. Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua uses this pasuk to teach me a different halacha. Ma Mizbeach shlonish tamish bo hadyot. Just like Mizbeach cannot be used if it was used for any other purpose. These few lines we had at the end of Zvachim. Av eitzim ve'esh shlonish tamish bo hadyot. So too, wood and fire. Why they compared in the pasuk to teach me that you couldn't have used the wood for anything else. If you had a chair at home, and then a wooden chair, and then it started going, it started breaking. So what did we do? Instead of putting it out on the curb, you know, I took out the nails, I made it just into wood, and I took it to the base of Mikdash. You know what? Might as well just use this for a kodesh purpose. Now let it do that. Once it's used for, well, maybe you can, we'll see in a second. But if you, let's say, just have wood, planks that you use for something else, that you didn't change, then you want to use it for the base of Mikdash, so then you're not allowed to do that. So my benayah, l'may nafgamina, in the two different ways of darshaning, or Blazer Reb Shimon darshans the pasuk to teach me that both, that wood has to come from the tzibur, while Reb Blazer ben Shemua says it teaches me that it cannot have been used for anything else. My benayah, we give benayah chadati, new wood. So new wood was not used for anything else. So if somebody has new wood, it doesn't violate that, but it still has to be Babi Shel Tzibur. If you have private new wood that cannot be used according to the first opinion, and it can be used in the second opinion. Period. The Atiki Lo, is that true? You can't use anything for Mikdash that we use for any other purpose, for Hedyo purpose. Thoksib, didn't we learn in Shmuel Beis, Ve'yomer Aravna, El David, Aravna or Arvana, different ways of saying it, says to David, David HaMelech bought from him, you remember, the lands for the Beis HaMikdash, from Aravna Yevusi. Yikach. So what did Aravna say? He was so happy. He told David, take. He says, Yikach, take whatever you want. V'yal Adoni HaMelech, Hatov Beinav Re'eh, whatever you see you could use for the Mikdash. Habakar La'ola, V'hamorigim, B'klei Habakar La'etzim. Take my cattle for the carbon, and my kalim, my morigim, and klei Habakar La'etzim. Use that for all the wood. So it sounds like he's saying, take my saddles, take all of my wooden parts, the wooden kalim, the wooden saddles used for the animal. So I thought we said you can't use that. So Gemara answers, "Hakadam bechadati." Yeah, Arava had just gone to the store and bought new kalim. So he says, "Ah, take these kalim that never been used. Use them for the base of Mikdash." So Gemara says, "My morigim, what are morigim?" Amar ula mita shel tarbol. Wonderful, doesn't help us. My mita shel tarbol. Amar of Yehuda, Iza de kurkasa de dashu be dashtai. The type of pitchfork we would call it that's used to thresh the tevua. Rashi says, "Shenosin no so al hatvua v'koshen bo shvarim u'moshkan osov nidosh hatvua." It's used for that you tie this type of pitchfork with sharp teeth onto an animal. The animal walks, and the pitchfork goes in the ground and does disha, threshes the tevua. Amar of Yosef Maikra, what's the pasuk? How do you know that this type of kli is used for threshing with sharp edges? Didash hinek santich lemoreg charutz chadash. I put on your moreg a new charutz. Baal pifios, very sharp points. Tadush harim, go thresh your mountains. So you see those kalim are used for threshing. Okay, two discussions we have to have. Number one is one we had before, and one is a new one. Number one is the tour. The tour in Parshas Vayetze. The tour is a commentary on the Torah. The Balaturim, which is the famous part of the commentary, are little what he calls parparaos. Little one-liners that he compares Psukim and Tanakh. That's the Hosafa to his commentary al Torah. His main commentary al Torah is Pirush HaTur HaAruch al Torah, a separate sefer. And a lot of it is based on the Ramban. The Tur lived after the Ramban. He doesn't always quote the Ramban, but here he has one line, which is not in the Ramban. In Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov Avinu lies down on the stones. Vayikach eso even asher samarash osav. He takes from the stones, he lies down on the stones. Then what does he do? He takes the stones and he builds a matzeva. Right? He says, wow, I didn't know. Beis Elokim, he's okay, Beis Elokim, is that Shara Shemayim? So he takes from the stones. How can he take the stones? He just used it as a pillow. How can he use the stones to be makrivan? The Torah learns Zvachim before Menachas. He quoted Zvachim Kufte Zayin. Same Gemara. So even though it says in Zvachim he can't use it, but Bama Shari, you're allowed to use it for a Bama, just not for the Mizbeach. That's the Torah. If you remember though, back in Zvachim it's a problem, because the examples that we spoke about in Zvachim were about Bamas. That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. What's the Torah talking about? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Mem at the end of Yisro by Mizbeach. What's the Torah talking about? The Gemara there says, Beferish in Zvachim Kufta Zayin, that the Isser is even on a Bama to use it, something that was used for a Hedyot. So he gives a different answer. The Minchas Chinuch gives a different answer. V'nirlani is Daiti B'Yalkut. The Medrash says, the Avanim Shalakach Yaakov Avinu Hayom Mizbeach Shenekal of Yitzchak. The stones that Yaakov slept on were the exact stones that his father laid on by the Akedah. Amazing. Think about it. He came to the same spot. Those stones, I don't know, maybe there was still blood of the Seir on it. Maybe there was still, he could, something. The Kedusha was there. There was those stones that were used for the Akedah. The Hei Me'av Varnim Shikra Lav Adam Arishon. And they were the same stones that Adam Arishon gave Karbanos on. Im Kain, if that's true, they were already Kodesh before Yaakov went to sleep on them. Ah, that's the next step. But first we answer the question. The question is, Adam HaYachal HaKdishu Shalom. So he can't answer them because it's already HaKdish. That's why it's not a problem. It was originally used for Kadosh, and once it was used for Kadosh, it's not a problem. And that also answers the Panim Yafis' question. The Panim Yafis asked the Kasha, we mentioned this back in Avodah Zarah. Ein Lucha, the Yerushalmi says in Avodah Zarah. Ein Lucha Harva Givash Lo Abdo Avodah Zarah. Every mountain in the entire land of Israel was worshipped during the time of the seven Amamin, before Bnei Israel came in. So how could Yaakov Avinu, even before Yaakov, Ech Yaakov Avinu, Lasos Matseva, Bahara Maria, Nevad B'Mechubar, Asul Gavoa? The answer is, Adam was there first. Once Adam was Makdish, on this mountain at least, right? So then that's it, it's finished. It's his, and therefore, in other words, Davar Shina Shalom. That answers the Kasha. But now Simi asks, sometimes great answers just cause other questions to blossom. And that is, this was such a great answer, so how did Yaakov go to sleep on it? How did Yaakov sleep on it if it was already Hektish? That's a good question. So, the answer has to be, some say he only used it as a marzev. So I forgot where I saw that. He used it, why did he use it? Not just as a pillow, but he used it to protect him from the bears and the wild animals in the area. They weren't little rocks. It was like big stones that he basically built a fence around him. So maybe it was pikuach nefesh. That's why he was allowed to use it. So another answer to remember, but that's one of the answers that were used. Anyway, that's the discussion of the tour and the Menchas Chinuch. Next, the other issue that we have to have, fascinating discussion. I saw it quoted here in the Me'oros Hadaf, quotes a story that happened in 5572, about 200 years ago. Almost 200 years ago. Napoleon was running in a village near Moscow, and he was hiding from his enemies, and there was a Jew, a very rich Jew, by the name of Rabbi Yosef Luria, that met him, that helped him out. There's a safer Mishpachas Luria, that's where the story is quoted in. And at the end, after Napoleon was saved, Napoleon took off his cape, his fancy cape, and he gave it to this Jew, and he said, thank you, Hakaras Hatov, and he left. So what's he going to do with his fancy cape? So it says for many years he hid the cape because he helped Napoleon, who was the enemy of the Russians. But at the end, afterwards, the question is, what did he use this cape for? He wanted to use it as a parochas. Could you use this cape of Napoleon for a parochas? That was the question. And it said that it was sent to an Aron in the Menachem Tzion Shul in the Old City. I just quoted the Menachem Tzion last night. Menachem Tzion was the son-in-law of Rabbi Pesach Frank. I'm not sure where the shul is. Led by Hagon Rabbi Shayo Brodkey. The shaila is that mutter? Was that mutter using a cape? Shenishtamish Bohedyot, Argamara. Dover Shenishtamish Bohedyot, could you use for Hektish? That's the Shaila. And if you look in the Ramah, Pash, just the Ramah, Ramah seems to say, got a problem. Says the Ramah, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Kuf Mem Zayin, Ve'ein Lasos Mapos L'Sefer Torah, Midvarim Yishanim, Shenasu Bem Dover Acher, L'Sorach Hedyot. Sounds like you can't use mappos for a sefer Torah. You can't use items for the shul that was used for inappropriate purposes. Says the Mishnah Brura. Once you did, okay, then it achieves kedusha status and you can't remove it. But you shouldn't do alechad chila. So what happened with Napoleon's? These were great rabbanim we were talking about. So how'd they use it? So the Magen Avram right here says, the Mishnah Brura quotes it from the Magen Avram. Mr. Magen Avram says it. If you're mishana it and it doesn't look like what it was used for before, then it's okay. If it doesn't look like a cloak anymore, now it looks like a paroches, so then it will be okay. Dafka kamosha hein aser l'shamish ben kedusha avolim shina tzuras and vasam and dover acher shari. That's why I said before the chair case might be okay. Wasn't a good example. But afti ish machmir and gabazeh, even though some are machmir even regarding this, ha'olam nagu l'hakel. The minhag olam is to be mekel. Minhag is to be mekel. In the Sharatini, he talks about they used to use old kittles to cover the sefer Torahs with. Okay, but that's the Napoleon part of our dafyomi shir today, related to using items that were not used. What's a fascinating raya? The Magen Avraham brings an amazing raya. What's the raya that you can bring hedyot for hektish? Use hedyot? Maros atzovos. The Magen Avraham says the maros atzovos. Maros atzovos we use for the kiyar. They were used for hedyot. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to use them. So maybe that was the Shakla Vataria, says the Magen Avraham. I am going to want to use them. What do you mean? I know the halacha from Zvachim and Menachis. Dovash Yerushalmi hedyot you can't use. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry about it. So is that don't worry about it because it was nishtana? Doesn't look like mirrors anymore. Now it just looks like one big kli. Or maybe it's even l'machmirim. Even l'machmirim. It wasn't nishtana, but here it's a special din. It wasn't used for hedyot. It was used. Tachas, right? Tachas atapuach in Mitzrayim. That's not hedyot. Those women, bischar nashim tzidkaniyos, the Gemara says in Sota, right? But it was because of those actions. That's not hedyot. That's a hedyot. That's hektish. So either way, that's the Magen Avraham's raya from the Maros HaTzovos. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Nisarif kumso bekometz chaverto. We're going to get back to some issues that we had back in Zvachim. Now we get into Tarovas. If you remember the eighth parak of Zvachim was all about, it was called the Paraka Tarovis. Hopefully it's not such a Tarovis in our brain. But Vez Hashem, Paraka Tarovis, all the mixtures of different types, you just got to chazer, Do it once, do it twice, keep chazering. That's what we have to do. Nisarif komsa bekometz chaverta. What if the Kohanim get the two komitzes mixed up? My komitz and your komitz. They get it mixed up. So, how do you get it mixed up? Is it in your hand? No, so we say, if you're a man, we paskin, that after you do the komitz, you put it into a kli. So let's say, I don't know, a Kohen thought that this was an empty kli, and by mistake he used it to put his komitz in, and he's like, oh, then he looks inside, he sees there's another komitz in there. It could happen. That's not such an unusual case. It's like, oh, hey, now there are two komitzes in here. Reuven's and Shimon's. What do we do? Or b'minchas kohanim, or his komitz gets mixed up in an entire mincha of a kohen. All these things are going to be okay because all these things are burnt. B'minchas kohen mashiach, or the mincha of the kohen gadol. B'minchas nesachim, kishero. All these cases are kosher, no problem, because they're all burnt in the mizbeach. So therefore, nothing to worry about. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'minchas kohen mashiach, b'minchas nesachim psula. No, Rabbi Yehuda's machmir. If it's komitz and komitz, fine. But if it's in other types of minchas, it's possible. Why? Shezub lilasa ava, vezub lilasa racha. Because there are different type of mixtures, different types of amounts of oil are mixed into the flour. Some have to be more viscous, some have to be more liquidy, and some have to be thicker. And if a mincha or a komitz has more oil than it's supposed to be, have to have, that's riba. Rima shmein achaz shmein. We had earlier, is apostles the mincha. So here too, says Rabbi Yehuda, because this is bli lasa ava, this is bli lasa racha, vein bolo zumizu, and they're bolea from each other, and therefore it would be a problem. Rashi quotes, vein bolo zumizu, I'm sorry, the previous Rashi, he quotes the measurements. Levicha komitz de minchas nidvas yisrael bli lasa ava. The mincha of a regular case of a yisrael brings it is log yisrael, and one log of oil for every yisrael and a flour. And the mincha of the koin mashiach and koin nesachim, it's racha, it's more liquidy. Shlosha lugin, yisrael, three lugin. Right? It's two-thirds more. Three lugin for every yisrael and a flour. So it's different. Right, so that's why it's no good. Right, blessa ava, blessa racha has differences in Hilchas Shabbos as well. Not for now, but it comes up for lisha. It comes up for mimareach. Various malachas talk about blessa ava, blessa racha. It also comes up in Hilchas Challah. Right, if you make a very liquidy dough, do you have a chiv of to have to take off challah? So it comes up in various areas of halacha, but it comes up right here by dam. So Tanan Hasam, after quoting the Machlokas, we have the Mishnah back in Zvachim, Dam Shazar Bamayim, blood that got Nisari mixed up in water, im yesh bo maritz dam kashur. As long as it still looks like dam, even if it's rove mayim, if it still looks like dam, it's kashur and it can be poured onto the Mizbeach. The Sfas Emes, in Zvachem, Adaf Ayin Tes, where this also is discussed, says, by Isurim, you might say, because you say it here, Lakula, to allow you to be Zorek, by Isurim, we might say it Lachumra. Pashut Nir Lafarish Gamla in Yenisser. That if, let's say you have a mixture, of Isser and Heter, and the Heter is Rov, and the Heter might even be Shishim. So the Isser should be Batel, but the whole mixture looks different because of the Isser, and you could tell the Isser's in there, Lachor, it should still be Yasser, says Svasemis. Just like by Dam, you're allowed to sprinkle the Dam as long as it still looks like blood. Even though the water is a majority, so too by Isurim. If the Isser's effects still change the appearance of the mixture, so then Lachorah says the Svasemis in Pzvachim, Daf Ayin Tes, it should still be Yasser. Avagad Dabim Amino Batil Barov, Midaraisa Mikomakom, in Mishana Hamara Lo Batil, Kimo de la Kula, Hadam Kasher Lizrok, the Enom is Batil Barov Mayim, Hu Adin Be Isser. And then he causes a machlokas whether this is a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabanan. I think that the Svasemis should be a Din Daraisa. Just like by Dam, you're allowed to be Zorikid, so too this should be a Din Daraisa. That's his suggestion. Weiter, in the Mishnah, back in our Gemara, Nisari Beyayin, what if Dam got mixed up with wine? So it's hard to tell, it's the same color. Rowan Osokilu Humayim. So you do Rowan as if you figure out how much wine fell in, you treat it as if it was water, and what would it look like if it had been water? Nisari Bedam Behema O Bedam Chaya. What if it got mixed up blood and blood? There too, Rowan Osokilu Humayim. You'll look at it as if it's water. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Ein Dam Avatal Dam. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Mavatal Dam Vatal Dam, the concept of Min Bamino, Ein Obatal. Ein Dam Vatal Dam. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Vishnei Mikra Echa Darshu. They both darshin the same pasuk. V'lakach midam apar midam asair. The Torah tells us on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol takes the Dam apar and the Dam asair. What do you mean? They're mixed up in one cup. Hadaber Yadua, Shadamo Shapar, Meruba, Bidamo Shosair. It's clear they're in one bazich. So how could the Torah still call it Dam Par and Dam Sayir? It's obviously a cow is much bigger than a goat, so there's a lot more Dam Par here. It's Mevatel the Dam Sayir, and yet it still calls it a Dam Par and Dam Sayir. So that's the Raya. What is it the Raya for? So Rabbanan say Mikan LaOlin Shem Mevatlin Zedzeh. Rabbanan say this is a Raya that two things that are going to be Hukrav are not Mevatel each other. Olin are not mavatel each other. Rabbi Yehuda savar mikan lemin bamino sheino batel. Rabbi Yehuda says this is the basis for min bamino is not batel, so it's still min bamino in there, and it is not batel. Just before we continue on Amud Beis with what Tosfos says, just first on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Dover Yadua asked Tosfos very strong question. Tosfos said the dam shel par is meruba midam of the sayer. Says Tosas, just the, what's the Havamina? You would think, the Gemara said, the Dam of the Par is more than the Dam of the Sayer. Should be Mevatelet. Says Tosas, just the opposite. What's getting poured into what? The Dam of the Par gets poured into the Dam of the Sayer. We have a principle in Yoredeya called Kama Kama Batel. Every drop that falls in is Batel. So, just the opposite! You should say the Dam of the Sayer is Mevatel, the Dam of the Par! So says Tosas, an important Yisod, you don't say Kama Kama Batel when you pour a lot in at once. It's only if you pour in little by little. The Yesh Lomar, third to bottom line. Delo Amrina and Rishon Batel Kishim Arab Shefa Harbe Biyachad. You don't say Kama Kama Batel if you pour in a lot. Okay, point number one. Number two, also the Achronim pointed out, it seems to be that who says you have all the blood of the par in here? Maybe you only take enough to be Zorek. So says it's Fasemis, it's arrived from this Gemara, it must be yet pour in all the blood of the par. Just like there's a lechadchila to be makabel all the dam of the neck of the par. So too, in terms of being Zorikit. Okay, before we continue, there's a Magalias Hashas that will continue with the Lundis here. But it was worth it to buy the Sefer just for this part. Says the Magalias Hashas, we say on Yom Kippur, anybody is a Baal Musaf on Yom Kippur. Sus v'ira dama par v'dama sayer. Remember the Avoda and all the Aleph Beis? So remember, they never always stuck out of my mind. This is from the Belzer Rebbe. Sus v'ira. The Kohen Gadol is besimcha when he mixes in the dama par and the dama sayer. What's he so happy about? So he's dafka besimcha, right, when he's doing this tarobes, mixing the dama par and the dama sayer? Sus v'ira dama par v'dama sayer. What's he so happy about? So says the Belzer Rebbe. You know, the Kohen Gadol is pretty scared when he goes into the Kodesh Kedashim. He's in there for all of Am Yisrael. He's all by himself. Is he really worthy? Is he really going to succeed? You know, there are a lot of Kohanim Gedolim that never made it out. What's going to be? He's very nervous. He says, it's only when, if he feels like all the rest of the Jewish people are with him, if he feels like everybody is there at his side, he says, then he, all the Kahanim, all the Levim, all the Yisraelim, everybody's there with him, and he's there for Klal Yisrael, he says, then it's okay. Then he gets chizuk and it's okay. When you mix in the Dhamma and Parah, the Dhamma saw here, why isn't it mevatel each other? The Ran that we've quoted many times in the Dharam Daf Nun Beis, what does the Ran say? What's the svar for min b'mino eino batel? Because when two things are similar, they're not mevatel each other, they're mechazik each other. Mechazko, they could coexist. If two things are in min b'mino. So says the Belzer Rebbe, Mehai time Bashasha Kohen Gadol Ir Dama Parmadama Sayir Hayasas Vesameach. He sees Min Bamino is not Batel, because it's Dama Par and the Dama Sayir, and it's Mechazik each other. And therefore he's with Klal Yisrael. Min Bamino Klal Yisrael, we're all one min. We're all one, the Achtus. So I see here Min Bamino is not Batel. So he's Besimcha, and that gives him confidence as he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim. Umemeiro Wakach is Kaskus La'atzmo, Kivaduhu Min Bamino Yachadim Klal Yisrael. Memeiro Klal Yisrael Yachasku also. The Klal Yisrael is Mechazik and that's Min Bamino. That's number one. On the next page, it has an even more drushy idea, if it could be more, but then we'll get back to some of the conceptual lumbus. It's unbelievable. He quotes that he says, "V'lachem midama par midama soyer." Says Rabbanan hold olin mevatlin zeh, but dam is not mevatel dam, and Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So he quotes that Rabbi Elimelech Milujensk says that shenistaka b'malas chaveirenu. His yard site was right. His yard site was this week. So he says, Shanir Malas Chavireinu V'lo Chesronan. We have to see the milos of our friends. V'chol Baal Maila Zeh. Everybody who's a Baal Maila, who wants to go up and is up in life, has to praise their friend. And not to mevatel each other. So, Olin Ein Mevatlin Zeh. Olin, if somebody's a B'nai Aliyah, they're not mevatel Zeh. But Dam, if somebody is not an Adam, but he has the Aleph, he takes out the Aleph, he says, B'shem Avol Hagruim, She'inim Begeder Adam, Rabbi B'chinas B'shem Dam, She'chaser Ha'Aleph, Barosh Tevas Adam, Kinoda, as it's known, Atem Kruyim Adam, Sholo Yechzer Lechem Os Aleph, Be'echodim Yuchad, Vainu Dam Mevatel Dam, Mishu Be'b'chinas Dam, Velo Yigia Lomailas Adam, Zedakal Levatel Mailas Chaveirav. So the Sheet of the Rabbanan is, In Olin Mevatlin Zeh, but Dam can be Mevatel Dam. Okay, anyway, back to Menachas. Okay, you can go now. Says the Gemara. So we have a machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, which has come up before, but we've never had the Belzer Rebbe before. So now we're here. Rabbanan Savri, third line. So now we're going to talk why each one doesn't hold to the other one. Rabbanan Savri, Mikan La'olin, She'ein Mevatlin Zedzeh. Rabbanan say that Olin are not Mevatel each other. The Dilmarisha Mimbaminahu. Why did the Rabbanan darshan it that way? Maybe they should darshan it Min in a battle. Meaning, how do you know the Rabbanan's rush is right? Maybe the Rabbi Yehuda's rush is right. The Gemara says, no, Yeshmina min b'mino v'lo ashmina olin k'da ka'amrit. If the case of the Torah was purely a case of min b'mino, then fine. I would say, okay, min b'mino is not battle. But what's dafka the case that we learned it out from? Hashta da'amrit olin misham da'olin. If it was, there were many cases that you could have a min b'mino. So if I would have, the case would have just been a case of Min Bamino, that's all I would have learned. By the fact that there's a case that we learned it from of Olin, it must be that that's what it's teaching me. Because that's the unique element of it. But Gemara says, V'delma adi'ika Min Bamino bo'olin. Maybe you need both. Kasha, no answer. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Mikan Min Bamino she'in a bottle. Same thing the opposite way. Rabbi Yehuda says, Min Bamino in a bottle. V'delma mishim da'olin hu. Maybe he hold, maybe it should be mishim Olin. So what, maybe he hold, maybe the Rabbanan are right. Same thing. E Ashmin and Olin, Min Bisha'eno Mino Kidakamrit. If you had a purely and exclusive case of Olin in a Min Bisha'eno Mino case, then fine. Hasha Damrit, Min Bamino, Mishad Min Bamino who? Each of them seem to think that a normal, regular case is what they're, right, like an Olin case or a Min Bisha'eno Mino case, and the fact that it has an extra case, it must be that's the Yedin Chiddush. Videma Adiika Min Bamino V'Olin Kasha. Okay, same Shaklavataria going in both directions. Period. A couple of points here. That is Tosas on top. Tosas says Olin are not mevatel zeh. We have a special limud here that Olin are not mevatel each other. Ask Tosas, but we know from elsewhere that mitzvos are not mevatel zu et zu. What is a special din here that, the two dumbin that are going to be Nizrak, we know mitzvos aren't mevatel each other. What's the raya that mitzvos aren't mevatel each other? He brings two rayas. What's the first one? In Yonah the Yoma, Korech. Korech at the Seder. Ragamliel hayakorech matzumar. Right, he put it together. What do you mean, how can he put it together? Each one is mevatel the time of the other one. How could Rabbi Gamliel do that? Ein mitzvos mevatlu zu et zu. That's korech. Why don't we do that bizman hazeh? Why don't we just do korech bizman hazeh? Why don't we do it separately and then korech? We'll save ourselves some kizesim. Right? So why don't you just do korech? So the mission, the post can explain, because bizman hazeh we can't do it. Because bizman hazeh masas daraisa and mor is drabanan. So you can't have a tam drabanan being mevatel tam daraisa. That we won't allow. But if they're both daraisa, Rabbi Gamliel says they're both daraisa, so that's why you can do it. But ein mitzvos mevatlu zu et zu. And also he calls in perikat harovos, if you have pigel, noser, and tamei that are mixed in. So ask Tosfos, what do you need a special drusher for ein olin mevatlu zu et zu? Just learn it, ein mitzvos mevatlu zu et zu. And says Tosfos four words, v'shema legabe achila shaini. Maybe eating is different. What does that mean? Maybe eating is different. Very difficult to know. What does Tosfos mean? Eating is different, right? Why mitzvahs of burning and mitzvahs of eating are different? What's the difference? So if you look at the Sfas Emes gives two other answers, but the Ola Shlomo says one of them is Tosfos' answer. Sfas Emes gives two on-the-mark answers. Very mistaver. The Efshal Yashiv, he says, number one, he says, when do you say mitzvahs are mevatel each other? When you do in the mitzvah. If you do in the mitzvah, they're not mevatel each other. Hillel, you do in the mitzvah. You're eating. That's the mitzvah. At the moment that you're doing the mitzvah, they're not mevatel each other. Hashem says this mitzvah and that mitzvah. But by the dam, you didn't do the mitzvah yet. You're mixing it in before you do the mitzvah. You didn't do the zrika yet. So you don't say emevatel zu azu by the hechsher. Beautiful answer. Says the Ola Shlomo, that's exactly what Tosfos means. Lein yachila shayni, because when you're doing the mitzvah, when you're eating, that's different. That's what the Ola Shlomo says. That is Tosfos' answer. Number one. The second answer says the Sfas Emes, Odef Shalomar. It could be because when do you say mitzvahs mevatlu zu et zu? If it's two different mitzvahs. Matzah and Maror are two different mitzvahs. They say mitzvahs mevatlu zu et zu. Each one is strong enough not to be mevatlu each other. But here, it's a mitzvah to be zorek the dam together. This is one mitzvah of zrikas adam. There's no separate mitzvah of each damim. So therefore, we would not apply it there. Two beautiful answers of the Sfas Emes. Just one ha'ara, just to point out, because it's in Yoni getting Rosh Chodesh Nisan is coming, and then we'll stop and pick up the just a ha'ara of the Mishnah Berurah by Korech. We're talking about Korech here. The Shulchan Aruch says by Korech, we omer zecha lemikdash kehilo ba'ochlin biyachad beseba. You say zecha lemikdash and you ochlin. The Mishnah Berurah and the Berurah Halacha both leave it b'tzarachin. Why do we say zecha lemikdash before we eat korech and not after we eat korech? L'chadchila, we know that one is not supposed to talk from the brachas of alachilas matzvah and alachilas maror until after korech. Because korech, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that's the mitzvah. And therefore you shouldn't have from those brachas through, you're not supposed to talk about anything besides the mitzvahs, right? And that's usually the time when we're like a little more relaxed. We start eating, and we're like, oh, the matzah's good this year, crunchy, right? Start talking about it. We're not supposed to be talking about anything else until from the brachas until after korech. So says the Mishnah Berurah, zech lemitzvah, can I say this afterwards? So he says, Luli de Mistafina, I would say it afterwards, but the Shulchan Aruch says, Omer Zecher, and then eat it. So it's against the Shulchan Aruch, but it's just a Ha'ara that he has, that I don't know why, in all the Haggadahs and the Minhag of Kal Yisrael, to say it beforehand, and we're not here, he doesn't say, he says, Luli de Mistafina, Hava Minit Zerach Lomer, he says, I think the Mechaber should, V'tovo B'charoses, Zecher Mikdash Kehillel. It's not that, V'omer, take out the word V'omer. He changes it around. But Pasha is against the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. We're not here to change the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. We're just being mayor. What he says about Korech, but the Yisod of Korech is right here. Mitzvahs ein mevatlos zu es zu. This big Tosfos here, just to mention in 30 seconds, is all about whether Rabbi Yehuda says min b'mino lo batil only by davar lach or even by davar yavish. That's the discussion of Tosfos. Do you say mimino zapata only when it's really mixed into each other? By lach, or by soles, which is also mixed into each other, or do you say it by davar yavish? Rabbi Tam said one thing, and then he was choserbo. That's this whole big Tosfos here about what is shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll continue. Ask anybody what does Menachos Chafes have to do with Napoleon. See if they get it. Okay, we'll stop here.